Welcome to the Connect Groups podcast series.
Good morning, Connect Group members and listeners. It's Abby Gross here again today, Sector and Community Development Officer of Connect Groups. And we have another guest on our podcast series today, Tanya Langford. But before I introduce her, I'm going to do a quick acknowledgement to country. So I would like to acknowledge the land on which we are meeting and recording this podcast today, the land of the Whadjuk Noongar people, and we would like to acknowledge all their elders, past, present, and emerging. So good morning, Tanya. How are you going?
Hi, I'm well, thank you. How are you?
Yeah, fab. Really good. Just so happy to have you on the podcast series today.
Well, thank you for inviting me.
Absolutely. So I'm not going to do a lot of the talking today. This is all about you. If you just want to give us a bit of a story about how your current support group that you're with started, its vision, its purpose, I'm sure you'll be able to speak to it a lot better than I can. So,
okay. Thanks, Abby. Okay. So the support group that I'm team leader of, and we're still little babies, we only started this year, we're called Heartspace Women's Support Group. Here in Pinjarra, we meet once a week, every Wednesday. And how we came about, there is a bit of a story. I had a women's centre here in Pinjarra called Safe Women, Safe Family that I was co-founder of and director of. And I ran for the past 3 years. And that was a space for women to come and get a range of supports and assistance, especially women who've been impacted by family breakdown, family violence, and all the associated aspects of the challenges that come for women with that. And I ran it as a not-for-profit charity, and I had a team of volunteers. I had about 15 women part of our team. And we ran with a very holistic approach. So I had therapists, Reiki, kinesiology, had an art therapy group that Connect Groups actually supported us with. But in a nutshell, at the end of last year, for a number of different reasons, lack of funding, lack of support, it became obvious that we were unsustainable. So we had to close Safe Women, Safe Family. And I got the team of these amazing, beautiful women together when I told them. And I said, look, how about we still stay connected to us, because we created like a real tight little unit, like a little mini family, and we really love supporting women. So I said, how about this? How about we create a once a week support group? And that was it. They were all, well, most of them said yes, for sure. So then we closed the Women's Centre. We had some meetings to get our, you know, just get ourselves organized and what it was going to look like moving forward. We approached the Pinjarra Community Garden that has a lovely function space to see if we could hire that to run the once a week support group, and they said yes. And then we just really created the format of how we were going to do what we were going to do with this amazing team of women, and that's how Heartspace came together. So in a nutshell, also, we made the decision that with Heartspace, we wanted to make sure it was very open to any woman in the community. So we took away any kind of aspect of saying that we are a domestic violence group. We didn't want to have that, even though recognizing, obviously, you know, the statistics of women who have been impacted by family violence. If you're going to have 20 women in a room, you're going to have at least three or to five women who have, or if not more, who have been impacted by something. Yeah. So we widened our scope, and it's open to any woman, any age. And basically they come along and we just have a program. So we start off, we always start off with an opening circle, welcome any new ladies. And then we go into either yoga or qigong, which is like Tai Chi. And then we break up to either an art therapy group, or they go and sit with some ladies and do oracle cards and just general chat. And then we have a shared plate lunch, and we finish up with our, after lunch, we either do a drumming circle or we do a crystal bowl, sound healing, meditation circle. While all this is happening, there's another separate room I have set up as the therapy room, and I have my therapist rotating, and women can do a 30-minute session for just $5. Wow. It's only it's a gold coin entry to come in. So so all of these women, apart from two who joined us this year, they're all the women from our pre. That's what we were offering, and that's what we were offering at Safe Women Safe Family. So it's like a microcosm of Safe Women Safe Family. Yeah.
So it's almost like when one door closes, another one opens, and that's almost the birth of heart space.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. And it's been very interesting for myself and the main ladies who are, you know, the organising committee are the ones that I sat down with at the end of last year and making our decision. So it's, you know, it's very clear. This is not me. This is not the Tanya show. This is our team. Yeah. And I'm essentially the team leader, which they were all happy for me to wear that hat. So yeah, it's just been very interesting actually, because at Safe Women Safe Family we had this lovely house and we had it converted, but we kind of didn't always have a good flow of women coming through, and we've analyzed this, psychoanalyzed this so many times, and it's a lot of the stigma around women accessing help and support, and either not wanting to identify as being impacted by domestic violence, or B, other women in the community not realizing that they are actually impacted by domestic violence because of this confusion. Well, I don't get hit. I haven't had any broken bones. So there were factors that we knew that were working against us. And we'd have days where we wouldn't have a single person come in, or I'd have a yoga lady sitting out there in the yoga room and no one would come.
Oh,
and,
wow.
You know, within a few weeks, we started off our first couple of weeks of Heart Space with just two ladies coming, and then it grew to 10, and then all of a sudden we had like 25. So it's grown, and as we anticipated, coming through the mix, certain women have come through and they have disclosed to us that they are struggling in one way or another, and we have been able to give that more intensive support. So yes, we'd kind of like to just it's a different approach, but it's we just are blown away at how well it's being received, and so many women have shared to us the great impact that coming, this is the highlight of their week.
Yeah, wow. Isn't that beautiful?
Because loneliness is such a big thing out there.
Yeah.
And we know, once again, dealing with women who've been impacted by family breakdown, single mums, or older women that have come through the other end of all of this spectrum of family breakdown, we know loneliness and social isolation is such a massive issue. Yeah. And so, you know, the aspect and the impact on mental health and their well-being. So when the women come in and say, I've got some friends now.
Yeah.
That's just beautiful.
That's so beautiful.
Yeah. And they,
it makes you feel like you are living up to the philosophy of what Heart Space was created for, I'm sure. It makes you realize that there is a void in the community where women are in particular looking for just companionship, whether that's in friendship or however that may come across, but your group seems to offer that to them, which is so beautiful.
So it's really great, and we all feel really, really happy that on this journey. For some women who are coming at any given time, they might just want to go and sit in the garden. And we've got we're in a beautiful garden setting, and when the weather's nice, there's a beautiful big tree with tables and chairs underneath. And some women will just grab a cuppa and they'll just go out there and chat. So it's still that being there and being part of something. When I do the introduction and the opening, I really try and emphasize this is a safe space. There's no judgment here. We are all women seeking the same thing.
Yeah.
And really setting the tone of what this group is about, that everyone really feels very welcomed, feels very accepted. And for new women, because some women come in by themselves, And again, I know from it, say from a safe family, I'd have women come in who would say, I've driven past 30 times trying to get the courage to come in the front gate, the front door.
Mm.
And we know for many women that if they have got social isolation and those aspects of mental health that comes with that, the anxiety of going into a new place by yourself, even if you don't have anxiety, going into a new place where there's like 20 women doing stuff, that it can be a bit scary.
Yeah.
For anyone.
Yeah. Maybe so, not for us. We're pretty confident people, Tanya.
But I've been there. That's the thing. I come, you know, my path is that I am a survivor. Yeah. I have been in a very dark place in my life and I've been through my own struggles. So that's why I'm on this path because, and, you know, I've been there. So my empathy and in fact, most of the women who are part of our team have been in that place. And that's where the peer support philosophy of, and especially in the field of trauma and for women that have been through trauma, this is a known fact. The peer support mentor model delivered in a safe professional way has the most beneficial aspect. As you know, I don't want to say we're psychologists, I don't want to take over from the medical side, but the peer support mentor model, I know from my research and my learnings, delivered in a professional way in a safe space for women who are struggling, feeling heard and feeling that there's no judgment is just everything.
Yeah. So that's almost you speaking to the importance and the power of peer support groups is having that shared lived experience that then there is no judgment, there is no misunderstanding, there's only support and sympathy and empathy and all of those things that come with support groups and what they encompass. So
yeah.
Also, you spoke a lot about all the different activities that your group runs. It's really great to hear that it isn't so clinical. It is more focused on that holistic approach, focusing on the woman themselves, their body, their mind. So just from your point of view and from the point of view of Heartspace, why is it so important to recognize the connection between both physical and mental health for women in particular? What would you say?
I think it's essential for men as well as women.
It's
essential for anyone. And as I was mentioning to you earlier, I come from a very holistic philosophy in my life. And you know, like my sister's a homeopath, and you know, it's just for a very long time that's my philosophy. And going on the work of Louise Hay, who was a pioneer in this field of the importance of the mind-body connection.
Yeah.
And it's just proven, and it's also at Safe From a Safe Family, you know, we utilized the Maori indigenous philosophy of well-being, which is recognizing the four pillars of the Maori marae, and that when we transfer that to a human, the pillars for our well-being are the same. So we've got four pillars, and if any one of those pillars are not well, we will crumble, just as the marae will crumble. So we've got our physical health well-being, we've got our emotional, mental well-being, we've got our spiritual well-being, and then we've got our family/community well-being. It's recognizing how our body stores trauma, and just sitting talking every day. I've spoken to women who've been doing a lot of intensive counseling, and they're still not healed. They're still really raw and broken. So and then I've seen the incredible aspects of the combination that we did at Safe Women, Safe Family. And that's for someone having kinesiology might just be a life changing. Same with art therapy. I mean, there's a range of different therapies that I have the women coming and doing. It's the combination approach. And again, then I jump into, as I said, my sister being a homeopath and understanding from that way of treating the body and again treating the body and the mind together. It's just, to me, it's just vital that we have to be doing a holistic approach. There's not one size fits all, and everyone's a little bit different, and some people respond better to some things than others. But being able to give women these options, and that's what I love about Heart Space with the therapy room, the fact that I rotate, I've got four therapists and we rotate one each week. So, for because for a lot of women, people, men as well, but we're talking women here, is that they can't access these other therapies because they're so expensive, and they're most of them are not covered. Even if you have got medical benefits, which a lot of them obviously won't have because medical cover is expensive. So to go and have a 1.5 hour kinesiology session, that's like $150.
Yeah.
A lot of these therapies.
Minimum.
So being able to give them these opportunities, yes, it's only a half hour session, but for the women who are coming, because what we've found is some women are coming every single week, some are coming maybe once a week, they're kind of intermittent, and then we have this constant stream of new people coming as well. But they can have an opportunity of having a therapy, and every few weeks so they can have something.
No, it's so great to hear that. Obviously, not only you see the power and the need of these resources being available more widely to the community, but you have a group of people that also have that same philosophy and believe in it as much as you do. So that's what helps make these support groups, and in this case, the Heart Space Women's Group, run so smoothly and hopefully can be sustained for the long term, hopefully.
Yeah.
I'm sure it will, because you're one of the great champions of Connect Groups, and anyone listening, if you want something done, you talk to Tanya.
That's so lovely for you to say that.
Definitely. I did give a little search on the I Am Women Empowerment website before today, and as we've spoken about, we do offer such a wide range of services, retreats and therapies, also a trauma and recovery empowerment program, which I read about. But if someone were to come to this session for the first time, to this support group, what kind of result should they feel? Is it like connection, uplifted, empowered? What's your driving force and desired outcome with all of your services?
Well, empowerment is it's a bit of a cliche word, I suppose. But, for those that those who don't really know my situation, when we closed Safe Women, Safe Family, Heart Space was one of the initiatives that has come as a result of closing Safe Women, Safe Family. But for me, I then created my own consultancy business, which is called I Am Woman Empowerment Programs. So that's me doing what I do. And with that, some of the women who are part of the Heart Space team are part of, if you go to my website, again, it's holistic. So I'm still providing support to women who are dealing with whatever challenges they're dealing with, but I still have a team of therapists behind me to access. But the programs that I was running at Safe Women, Safe Family was the trauma recovery and empowerment program. So I've remodeled that slightly for where I'm at now, running it under I Am Woman Empowerment Programs. It's now called Breaking Free and Finding Me.
I love that name.
Thank you. Yeah. And I've compacted the 15-week program to 6 weeks. I'm looking at creating an online version. I'm hoping to have that done by the end of this year. So again, that's working with women who primarily are still quite raw. They've come out of domestic violence. And what we know is that if you're a woman who has been in domestic violence, especially if you've got a history of childhood abuse, there's a whole range of factors that are part of the psychology of who you are and how you relate that will make you very susceptible to re-victimization, even if you escape. And that was the story of my life. So my journey of becoming who I am, I had to learn this stuff myself. And that's why I love teaching it, because you don't know what you don't know. So whether it's Heart Space or whether it's I'm Woman Empowerment, the Breaking Free, Finding Me, the goal is to get a woman to understand her life, and if she has got trauma, especially childhood trauma, get a better understanding of trauma and get an understanding of the patterns in their life and taking some ownership of the patterns in their life and the choices they've been making. And then from there, teach them a range of skills of how to set boundaries, how to know what red flags are in a relationship, which ties in with setting boundaries, and then assertive communication to get your needs met. The underlying thing of all of this that's just so vital, you cannot teach anyone, but you cannot teach a woman how to set boundaries and how to keep herself out of bad situations if she doesn't have good self-love and self-esteem.
Yeah.
Self-esteem and emotional regulation is just the biggest thing. So working on that and building a person up, because someone can say to you, you just need to love yourself more. Well, how? Exactly. How do I do that? It's not a quick fix. I mean, we know that changing thought patterns and changing our subconscious thoughts, which are so, so powerful, can take something like 40 days. It takes a long time to change negative programming that we have. So if you've come through your life with negative programming and you've been told that you're useless and that you're, you know, you're pathetic and all this horrible stuff, it becomes part of your psyche. So being able to unravel that and replace it with good self-messaging, good ways of managing our thoughts, because managing our thoughts is just everything. Once we can manage our thoughts and replace that with positive ways of thinking about ourselves, that's when we can start setting boundaries, because we raise our level of self-worth. And once you raise your level of self-worth, red flags are not red flags anymore. They're deal breakers. I'm not having that in my life. You will not speak to me like that. I will not go there again. And the women I've worked with come through my program. I've got so many women that I'm still in touch with, and I know where they were and I know where they are now, and seeing the changes in them. And I had an evaluation done on this program shortly before we had to close, which was very sad, but I'm still keeping the program going. But we showed that it was like 99% of the women who had come through had some aspects of mental health issues, and even it was mild depression. All of those aspects were gone. Some of the women who were on quite heavy medication were off their medication, was greatly reduced. But the number one thing is they were all free from the cycle of violence. Mm. And it all came from learning how to love themselves more and value themselves more. So for me, I guess answering that question in a very long way, empowerment to me, it's more about getting women to value themselves and see themselves in a much, much better light. And it's the same with heart space. It's still the same philosophy. You know, we really come from this strengths-based place of seeing yourself as a valuable person. And I know from every woman I've worked with in my programs, and I'm running two programs right now. At the beginning, we get them to do a self-assessment, and we do one at the end. And
which I'm sure is daunting for a lot of women. It would be daunting for me.
Yeah. But what comes from that is that their self-esteem, self-worth on average is 2 out of 10.
Yeah.
By the end, it's up to 8, 9, 10.
Yeah,
and that changes your life. But then you have to know how to do boundary setting. You know, have to know how to do good, healthy, assertive communication. And then there's some real biggies in that, is that when you take self-responsibility, it's this aspect of I take responsibility for my feelings and my emotions. Like, no one can make me angry. No one can make me sad. I'm responsible for me. You're responsible for you.
Okay, I need to come to your sessions, Tanya. It's so great.
Thank you.
So if I'm going to come, what is the best way for someone then to get in contact with you and come to these sessions?
Yep. So with Heartspace, we've got a Facebook group. So it's Heartspace Women's Support Group. Our phone number is, well, you can access it on the phone. Not everyone's on Facebook, I realise that. But look, we just every Wednesday at the Pinjarra Community Garden. We start at 9:30. Yeah. We're not running during, at the moment. We've just decided to have a break during the school holidays. But it's every single Wednesday, 9:30 till 2, gold coin donation. If you can, bring something to put on the table for lunch. If you can't, that doesn't matter because we always have way too much food. And it's just, we have the most brilliant, brilliant lunches with all the women bringing different food. It's just
yum.
Yeah. As far as, but you can also access all this information through my website. So I have got the heart space information on my website, which is www.iamwomanempowerment.com.au. And I also have a Facebook page for I Am Woman Empowerment. So all of this, and as I was saying to you earlier, I've got some retreats coming up. So yeah, there's going to be a lot more happening, but heart space where we're at with the support we've had from Connect Groups, because in honesty, we couldn't have got off the ground. That's why when I contacted the wonderful ladies from Connect Groups at the end of last year, as I was in the process of winding down Safe Women, Safe Family, and I spoke to them about what we wanted to do, we knew the venue hire for the space that we're using, we didn't have that money. We had no money. And it's, we are only asking a gold coin donation. Yeah. So the fact that, you know, we've been supported by Connect Groups to pay for the venue hire and also to get our public liability insurance, again, we had no means between us to come up with that money. So, so it's just been so, so brilliant. And then the additional assistance that we've had more recently, I just did a team training a couple of weeks ago, group facilitation skills, that was funded by Connect Groups, and just to help us with some of our, other costs like stationery and that kind of thing. Getting ongoing support from the team at Connect Groups as well, with advice about sustainability and forward planning and all that kind of thing. Like I said, we were just a bunch of women that we didn't want to just say goodbye and all go our separate ways.
Yeah.
We still wanted to do something in the community, and Connect Groups has helped us to do that. So all our thanks goes back to Connect Groups, because we wouldn't be here if it wasn't for you guys.
Oh, you're going to make me cry. No, that's so fantastic. Well, I know that you're going to be around and talking with us for the foreseeable future, and we look forward to that. Yeah, you are a true champion here at Connect Groups, and I just want to say thank you for jumping on this podcast with me.
Thanks, Abby. Thanks for having me.